This piece was brought to you by Brooklyn Slate, brooklynslate.com.
Hard cider can be a great drinking alternative to wine or beer, but legal issues have trapped this beverage somewhere in between. While most people think of cider as being more closely related to beer, the IRS taxes it as wine because the natural fermentation process in apples almost always causes the alcohol by volume level to match that of wine, which is taxed at a much higher level. Worse still, a lot of cider ends up naturally fizzy, elevating it into the champagne category, which suffers an even higher level of taxation. These issues compounded have made it extremely difficult for apple farmers and cider producers to keep up with the demand of hard cider production, especially in New York, which is the second highest apple-producing state in the nation. Dan Wilson of Slyboro Cider in Lebanon, New Hampshire, explains the current dilemma.
One of the problems with the kind of default language is that hard cider only allows for an alcohol content of up to 7% before it becomes taxed as a wine. And the reason that's fairly arbitrary is that cider producers that are fermenting full-strength apple juice, especially with some varieties that are more suitable to hard cider, naturally get the fermentations of higher alcohol levels. So what we were hoping to do to address that particular issue was to create kind of a legal foundation to make the highest quality ciders with the fruit that we're able to use and not have to dilute it or manipulate it in some other way to keep it below that fairly arbitrary 7% level. And in comparison, something like a definition of wine in terms of alcohol content includes anything from basic wine, from 7% alcohol up to 14%, which corresponds, I think, to the nearly universal level of fermentation of grapes. So that particular bit of that reflects accurately where grapes can naturally be when they're fermented. Alcohol was kind of cut off at the high end, and it created kind of a dilemma for some producers to legally make a cider that's higher than 7% alcohol, but there are some restrictions, and it actually is a little difference in terms of what it can be called. So that was one of the issues that we're trying to address.
Cider makers have decided to take this issue into their own hands. The Association of Cider Makers has been working with the New York State Liquor Authority to get the definition of cider changed so that it won't be taxed as wine, even if it contains an alcohol level as high as 8.5%. On a federal level, New York State Senator Charles Schumer is supporting a bill known as the Cider Act that will have similar effects on the national level if it passes. Stephen Wood of Farnham Hill Ciders in Lebanon, New Hampshire, has been working closely with the senator office to work on the bill.
The proposal that we've made, and that Mr. Schumer, bless his heart, and Mr. Collins, bless his heart, and Mr. Blumenauer in Oregon, bless his heart, have endorsed and embraced and presented to the Senate and the House, is to change the law very, very slightly to bring the bubbly standard for U.S. cider and the alcohol standard for U.S. cider into concert with the European Union standard. The effect of that will just be, it's not a tax cut. What it will do is allow cider makers to predict the tax that they will, for which they'll be liable, and to make cider that is consistent with people's expectations and consistent with the standards in Europe. It will eliminate the existing barriers to international trade by, again, embracing the European Union standard. It will not eliminate the funny distinctions made in 1935. Cider will still be classed as wine because taking on that law is a little bit like taking on the New Testament canon of the Quran. But cider will become a subset of wine with a fixed tax rate that will not be at risk for being penalized for having a few more bubbles.
With Cider Week coming up in New York State, this is a great opportunity to take a moment to think about how many farmers, producers, and legislators are working behind the scenes to bring cider to the people. If you want to help your local apple farmers and producers, please contact your senators and tell them you support the Cider Act and they should too. I'm Sari Kamen with HeritageRadioNetwork.org.